Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're going to start 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Bo'i Rami Bar Chama. Before we start, I just wanted to bring to your attention something which is very unique. It's unique, but we find it all the time when we're learning the daf. And that is, my good friend Reb Herzi Hassenfeld pointed out to me, I didn't see it yet myself because I hadn't learned all the Rashis yet, but if you look at the 5th wide line of yesterday's daf, Mem Vav Amid Beis, you'll see the Rashi begins behind it, Kamalei Al Tachbireini B'Shas Hadin. Says Rashi, Kish Omalei Rabbi Kiva, Havili Moyed Le'elo Ki Moyed L'Shchita, Koas Rabbi Lezer, V'Omalei Akiva, B'Shchita Hishavtani, B'Shchita Tehei Misoscha. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Kiva, you're going to, unfortunately, die b'shchita, by the sword. And yesterday, of course, was Tisha B'Av. And of course, we, among all the terrible kinnis that we read yesterday, was about the Asar HaRuge Malchus, and principally about Rabbi Kiva, that Nebuchi died at the sword. Can you imagine yesterday's Gemara, which was Tisha B'Av Gemara, Rashi says that Rabbi Kiva is going to pass away at the sword b'shchita. Unbelievable how Rami Shapiro and the Havli Afli Abdullah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they made the daf came out, Mamish Tisha B'Av, and this Rashi.
I told you that Shabbos afternoon.
Yes, yes.
We done with a Sikhim Pashir as well.
Yes. But that doesn't relate to the, I mean that the Gemara, yeah. So Rabbi Yosef says the same thing applied to the Parsha we learned by Mincha, Parsha Yeschanan, which leads into the various Ashrayim Tisufon Be'esh, Ashrayim Tegadeyun, all of those dinim, and we learned that on Shabbos in the Mishnah. Shkoyach. So, Amen. So on that high note, let's begin Bo'i Rami Bachoma, which is about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Bo'i Rami Bachoma, Hamishtach ve'lekomas chitim, mahu limnochois, yei shinu b'nevad, oi ein shinu b'nevad. What is this all about? So this really is a shaila that Rami Bachoma asked, which already is a follow-up on an earlier shaila that he asked. Now, just for a kind of a 10-second hakdama, so we understand what the Gemara shaila is. You'll remember on Shabbos and on yesterday, when we learned the daf, the Mishnah tells us that if a person bows down to a mountain, the mountain remains mutar b'hana, even though he himself is uiver on the iser of avodah zarah. What would Barry say? That's a din on the Gavra. But as far as the Chefs is concerned, the mountain to which he worshipped does not become Osir Bano. What's the reason why? So the Gemara Darsh, because it says, Eloheihem Alahorim, Vloyahorim Eloheihem. Oh, so even though you can, this is a very, very rare Hechatimtza, you're bowing down to someone, you're over the Isra Vaidazara. If you have 2 Eidim and Hasra, the person gets Misa, Rachman Litzlan. However, the mountain itself remains a Mutar Bahana. So we have a parallel to that, and that is a behemoth. If a person were to go and worship a behemoth and bow down to it 100 times and bring a Tekroivis of Vaidazara to the behemoth, he brings a carbon to the behemoth. What's the din? He's over the Isser of Avodah Zarah. All the Mitzrayim did that on a daily basis. They would go and worship their cows and their animals. However, the animal itself is Mutter Bahanoah. You're allowed to go and shecht it and eat it, no problem. However, the Gemara tells us, and Rashi brings this in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, since it says in the Pasuk, Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'yamar taleim odom ki akrim ikem korban l'Hashem, Mina behema, mina bakr, umina tzoy. So you remember Rashi in Chumash, based of course on Drashas Chazal, that all of these min come to exclude something, and the mina bakr comes to exclude ne'evad. So if someone were to bow down to a behema, even though he could use it for his own needs at home, he can go and shecht it, and then have nice, delicious roast beef and pastrami, etc. However, he could not use it for a karbon, because of this drasha min habakar. So now the Gemara already yesterday asked on the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Aleph, the final line, Boyer Mechama, Mishtach V'Lahar, Avon of Mahu L'Mizbeach, top of Mem Vava Medbez Yesh Nevar B'machubar Eitzel Gavoya Oy Ein Nevar B'machubar Eitzel Gavoya. What was the Shaila? So Rashi explained, we have now two cases where someone worships that item or that thing, and he's over in the Isser Avodah Zarah, but we're saying that it's Mutter Bahanoah nevertheless. One case is the Mechubar case, like a mountain. Another case is the Behemah, like we just spoke about. So now the Gemara asked already yesterday, let me ask you a question. Just like we're saying that you're not allowed to use this Behemah for a Karban, because it's Minah Bokar, are you allowed to go and use this Mechubar for a Karban? You can't really use a Mechubar for a Karban. However, you can go and use it for Machshirei Karban. And that's why the Gemara asked, if I dislodge, I go and dig out an Evan from that Mechubar Lekarka, from that mountain, so would I say that I cannot use that Evan Lamoshel to go and build the Mizbeach, to go and build the Harabayas, to build the Beis Hamikdash? Would that be a problem? That was a question that we had yesterday, that just like by Behema, although it's Mutr Banoh, the Hedjoit, it's also the Gvoya, it has a din of Nevad, and it's also for a Karbin. Do you say the same thing like Abi Mechubar, that it's Mutr Lehedjit, but it would be also for a Karbin or Machshirei Karbin? So let's assume that we're going to be pushed at that Shala, and say that in fact it's also, just like a Behemoth is also the Gvoya, the mountain itself, the Mechubar is also also the Gvoya. So now the Gemara takes that the next step. Boy Rama Bachama. The same Rama Bachama now is asking a follow-up question. Hamishtach v'lekom aschitim. We just said now, imtim tzoloim, if you're going to be poishet that shal at the top, and you're going to say that mechubar, although it's mutter lehedyoit, it's also legevoya, what about if you had a kom aschitim? Meaning, you had a beautiful kernels of wheat which are growing in your field, and now you decided one day, these are so beautiful, let me go be mishtachva. I'm going to go and bow down to them as if this was a god. Can you imagine a person and how deranged he can be? But that's what he did. So now, l'choyre, these kamaschitim is now osur v'gvoya. If you paskin on the earlier shayla, the iyesh never b'mechubar. So the kamaschitim would be osur to go and bring for a carbon. The question is, ma'ulim and nachos. What happens if I go and take the kamaschitim and I grind it into flour? And I use this flour for carbon mincha. Can I use it or not? If you're going to tell me the kamaschitim themselves are osir, because yesh neva the gvoya, what about the shinoi that I have caused by taking these chitim and turning them into flour, into a carbon mincha? Yesh shinoi benevad, I ain't shinoi benevad. If I hold shinoi benevad, that means it now loses its original character, and I can use it for a carbon mincha. Or if you ain't shinoi benevad, it remains the same neva that I had until now, and it's osur to bring. Doesn't the shayla for anyone? So Omer Marzutra Brein Rav Nachman says Marzutra, Toshima, I can bring you a raya to be poished this shayla. Kol asur l'gabim mizbeach v'lo deisein mutarim v'toni alor Rebbe Lezer oiser. What is this all about? Any behemoth which is osur l'gabim mizbeach. So there are a number of those which are osur l'gabim mizbeach, like our case of the ne'evad. Right, that if you bow down to the behema, we just said although it's mutter lehedyut, but it's osel gvoya, osel legabim mizbeach. So the Raisa says, what happens if that ne'evad gave birth to a baby? That vlad is mutter legvoya. V'toni alon, Reb Lezer said, no, oyser, it's osel legvoya. And so therefore the Gemara assumes that's in fact the answer to our question, and that is, the Vlad is considered to be a Shinoi. Why is it a Shinoi? So now, the Gemara in the Havamina assumes that the original mommy animal was pregnant at the time that the person went and bowed down to it. Or, for that matter, the Gemara is going to give another example of a Nirva, that when this female animal went, after it was already pregnant, it went and lived with a man, with an individual. Bestiality. Which, of course, is a terrible, terrible isser, not only on the person, but even on the behemoth. There's a din of you have to go and kill the behemoth, because it shouldn't be a bizoyin for the person that lived with the behemoth. Anyway, so, says Igmar, all of those types of animals, which is osir the Gabe Gavaya, like our Nirvad case, or the Nirva case. So, and we're assuming again at the time that they had the avoida that the person was mishtachva, the animal was pregnant, or at the time that the animal lived with a man, the animal was pregnant. So what do we say about that? The vlad is nevertheless mutter, says the Braisa. You can go and use it for a carton. However, Blazer said, no, it's osir. Ah, so l'choira, that's our case. What's our case? That this behema, this vlad, was originally in utero, in the animal, and therefore at that time it became osir l'gavoya. And now that the animal has been born, so now I have a shinoi. And therefore, the Shail of Ram Bachom is be'emes and a machloikis tanoim between that Braisa the Rabbonim and Reb Lezer, whether or not yesh shinoi ben nevad or ain shinoi ben nevad, so we can be poishet our shailom. Yes, and therefore.
Therefore, it was already part of parcel. It's not really a shinoi.
No, the shinoi that we're talking about is that the behem afterwards was born. You're absolutely right. The vlad was yerech imoy. He said at that point it was just an additional leg, if you will, of the mommy. But now mazel tov, the mommy animal gave birth to this baby, and that ein lechashinu gadol mizeh. That until now it was a vlad in utero, and now it's a born animal that can walk around and do whatever animals do, and it's a brand new animal. So the Gemara considers this to be a major shinui. It's just lahavdol alfi avdolis. If you have a pregnant woman, she has a baby inside that's all beautiful, but the baby is the Val Gunish. When the baby is born, oh, mazel tov, baruch Hashem, she grew up. Yeah.
So that's not comparable to the wheat becoming flour?
Exactly. The Gemara is assuming that it is comparable. And since it is comparable, we can be poshet our shaila. Just like there was a shinui by this vlad when it was born. And I have a machloikis whether or not the isur nevad still remains with that vlad. It had the din of ne'evad at the time that it was in utero. Does that ne'evad continue after the shinui or not? Machloikis, same thing. The komaschitim initially, no question, became osir ne'evad because the person bowed down to it. But now that I made the shinui and I made it into flour, what's the din? So the chayyah can be poishin. It's a machloikis tanoi. It's good.
Just ask now. You could make a difference.
How can you make a difference
between the
vlad and the komaschitim?
Because one is zevizay goyim and one is not.
That's the next one. Next one. Mamish mecham is the next one. Rabbi Yosef, gebalde. So Gemara. So we wanted to be poishet the shaila aliba. This is Marzutra speaking. Om Marzutra. So Gemara not nishkarai vlad itmar lo om Rav Nachman om Rav Avua. The machloikis is not in a case where the mommy animal was already pregnant at the time of the hishtachavua, the nevad, or the Gemara brings a case of nirba. Nirba means when this animal lived with a human being. The machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Lezer is yishenirbu v'lefsoif ibru. What does that mean? That at the time of the revia, or at the time in our case of the nevad, the animal was barren. The animal was not pregnant whatsoever. But of course the animal became osur. How did it become osur? Either through the mishtachve ne'evad, or it was nirva. And only subsequent to that, after the avoida, and after the male left, then the animal mated with a male animal, and baruch Hashem, l'psoi v'ibroi, it became now meuberes. Ah, so this has nothing to do with the earlier explanation. Because at the time that the animal was created in utero, guess what? It wasn't ne'evad. The mommy was ne'evad, but the baby was not ne'evad. So what's the machloikis then? The machloikis is like Rabbi Yosef was saying a moment ago, zev zegoyrim is mutter, or zev zegoyrim is osur. What does that mean? Because this baby animal that is now in utero in the mommy was created 50% by a mommy that was a ne'evad or a nirva, osur, feh, no good. But on the other hand, it was created by the male animal, which was not a nirvad, and which is not a nirva, a normal, regular animal. So therefore, this baby inside is a zeh, v'zeh, goyreim. And that's where the machloikis is. One man diyama, that's Reb Lezer, holds zeh, v'zeh, goyreim is osur, even though it's only 50% within its DNA, the isra of nirva, the isra of nirva. That's enough. Zev is a goyim is osur. Well, kunit zanekama, no. Zev is a goyim is mutter. And therefore, it has nothing to do with us. Avil, ibroi, top of the yomit. Ibroi, blepsoif, nirvil. If in fact it would have been muberes first, and then nirvu, or in our case, ne'evad. Could be divrekol asur, and everybody would agree that it's asur. Why would everybody agree that it's asur? Because everybody would agree that ein shinoi b'nevad. It remains in the old isur, even though it's now been transformed from an in utero animal to a full-fledged living animal, walking and talking and going, no, but talking based on this. I'm sorry? Oh, so now you want to go and bring a raya. So the Gemara is saying is, Mar Zutra, who wanted to say that it's a machloikis, says the Gemara, l'chor we could be poishitake, but not like Mar Zutra wanted to say that it's a machloikis, but that everybody agrees that ain shinu b'nevad, and therefore it remains b'isuroi, they were called a surin. So the same thing by the komas chitim, even though I have ground it now into fine flour, hochanami, the ki ibrai v'lipsoif nirvu dami. That's the next shekel Gemara. In other words, what we're just talking about, that our case of the komas chitim that you ground into flour is just like an ibrai v'lipsoif nirvu. That's not a zev zegoyim issue. It's rather that it was originally ne'evad when it was inside the stomach, and then what's the it was ne'evad. Stop. V'hochanami ki ibrai v'lipsoif nirvu dami, meaning that it was ne'evad and the animal was barren. Only subsequently, a new animal came on the scene. So is if it was, I'm sorry, Rabbi Sai. Hachanami, here too, ki ibroi b'soif nirbu dami. This animal was ibroi, it was already mu'uberes, and then nirba, or in our case, ne'evad. What's the din? We say that it's osir. When the baby is born, it's osir. So the same thing like the komas chitim. The komas chitim, he was mishtach v'lo, and now afterwards he wants to make a shinoi and transform it from komas chitim into flour. Just like in the case of ibub seif nirbu, it's osir because ein shinoi. Over here too, there's no shinoi, and therefore it remains osir like it was originally. So therefore, we can be poshut our shayla. Not that it's a machloikis, but rather kulli alma moida, that this case is like ibul b'soif nirbu. It's a din of shinoi and ein shinoi benevad, and therefore it remains osur. Zoktimor ikadiyami. There was another version which lemaisa comes out the same, but it wasn't that Mar Zutra initially wanted to say that it's a machloikis, and then subtly says Gemara, no, it's not a machloikis, not a machloikis. Everybody agrees. But that Mar Zutra himself said that. Ikriyamrin, you have to add a word or two, like the Bach says, that Itmar Allah, that when Mar Zutra brought this Toshima, going back to the Omid base, Toshima kolasur legab mizbech, for the same mutar, and betoni Allah reblezer oiser, now don't continue v'lav Itmar Allah, but rather Mar Zutra himself says, and remember, Itmar Allah, when we were learning that machloikis, we said the machloikis kishinirbu philipsoif ibru, that it's talking about that it was originally a revia, in other words, that the animal lived with a person, and or, like our case of Nevdu, the Psoif Ibra, and only later on did it become Uberis. And then the Machloikis, therefore, is Zevza Goyrim, Mutter, or Osir. Avil Ibra, Psoif Nirvu. But our case, if it was in fact Uberis first, and then it was Ne'evad, or it was Nirba, everybody would agree it's Osir, even though that baby that we're looking at now, at that time was in utero, it was just a vlad. Now it's a full-fledged behaima. We say that ein shinui b'nevad. The fact that there was a shinui, this is gunish. It remains asur. V'hani namin, therefore, by uns, in the case of the komas chitim, is ki ibra b'lipsoif nirvu dami. It's mamish the same case, that it was ibra, meaning that it was originally asur, the komas chitim, because someone was mishtachve. Even though you changed it now from komas chitim into a mincha by grinding up the wheat into flour, ein shinoi b'nevad, it remains asur. So again, both lishonis learn the same thing, bottom line. Only question is, was it Mar Zutra himself that was bringing this as a raya? Or initially Mar Zutra said it's machloikis, and the Gemara was toich and said, no, it's not a machloikis, kuli alma moide. So bottom line, it's the same. So we've been poishet our shayla. Everything more, no, you can't be poshut a shayla. Hachi hashta. There's a major difference. Hasa meikara behema vahashta behema. Dashahu de achiza beanpa. Hacha meikara chiti. Vahashta kimcha. What does Gemara mean to say with this? Although you're right, there is a shinui in both cases. However, the shinui by the behema is a small shinui with a small shin. Here we're talking about the komas chitim into kemach, into flour. We're talking big, big time Shina with a capital Shin. What do you mean? Because says the Gemara, if you're talking about an animal that was Ibroi, it was already Me'uberes, and then it was Ne'avad, there is a living animal inside. At Maskim, it's only a fetus. Everybody agrees, no question about it. However, what really happened is, after the animal was born, the Dasha Hu Dachiza Ba'anpa, Dasha means a doorway, was standing in its face. Meaning maybe this animal would have come out already a month ago, 2 months ago. But it couldn't, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the animal in such a way, Lahavdil, just like a woman, that the animal doesn't come out until it's time. But when the time comes, if a baby is born at the end of 9 months, the baby comes out fully formed. So 5 minutes ago it was also fully formed. And so in a week and 2 weeks ago it was also fully formed. So why didn't the baby come out until now? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu made a doorway and the door was locked and the baby couldn't come out. But now the time has arrived and the baby comes out. But there's no difference between the baby before and the baby now. They're both the same. However, when you're talking about the Kamaschitim, you're talking about pieces, you're talking about kernels of wheat. You can't eat kernels of wheat. You can't make that into a challah, into a bread. You gotta grind it. And you gotta, of course, besides the grinding, you have to take off the chaff and the winnowing and threshing and all those things that you have to do. Oh, that's a big, big shina, big shina, big time. So konzain, even though these two mandiyam from the Tanakama, together with Reb Lezer, both hold that the shinoi legabe a vlad that became a behema, that remains osir, there's no shinoi, could be such a shinoi like this, from chitim into kemach, big, big time shinoi. Could be, everybody would agree, that it would be mutter to bring for a korban after all. So bottom line is, we cannot be poishit our shayla. Barry has a question.
Isn't there a greater shinoi? Because here we said, it was standing wheat, it was mechuber lekarka.
Right.
So the harem quality of something mechuber makes it even more mutter. It's even a stronger difference than the animal with the fetus.
So you want to go and add one more layer of shinoi and say it wasn't just a big shinoi, it was a superstar shinoi, a five-star shinoi.
It was standing wheat.
I hear you loud and clear. The Gemara elsewhere, we had this not too long ago, we had a machloikis, whether anovim ho'imdoim lebetzurois ki betzurois domi or not. This chitim, let's assume it was ready for cutting, and the harvester was there, ready to go and cut. Before they cut, the owner says, 1 second, I'm so proud of this year's produce, I want to go bow down to it. He bows. 12 times. Okay, and then they go and cut it. Would you say that still I consider it to be a major shinoi if it's oimdeis likotzer? It would be totally in that machlokes. So according to Maniyama that holds it, oimdeis likotzer, it's already like metalklin, it's no longer like mechuber. According to the other Maniyama, so you could go, according to that Maniyama that holds, that even though it's roi likotzer, it's still considered to be mechuber, you can even add to the shinoi, as you're saying, besides going and making it into carbon menchabai, going and grinding it, just the harvesting alone was itself a major shina. Shkoich. By Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish adds now a similar question. Hamishtach v'ledekel lulovei mahu lemitzvah. What's the Gemara's shayla? Let's assume that we're going to conclude, like we started off before, that there is a din of gevoya when it comes to mechuber. In other words, the Torah only says the gabe behema that you were mishtachva and ne'evad. Not only it's mutter lehejut, no problem, but it's also legvoy because it says min habakar ne'evad is also for a cart. And let's assume that even duch hashinoi that it also remains also for a cart. So let's paskin that the gabe the chitim that he made into menachas, it's also even though there was a shinoi. More is now asking, when a person goes and bows down to a dekel. Dekel, of course, is a palm tree, and you know you get to love him from the top of the palm tree. Is mahu. He wants to go and use that lulav now for the mitzvah of arba minim. The question is, even were you to assume that there is a din of mechuber, that it's osur ligvoya, just like a behema min habakar, it's osur ligvoya, so the same thing applies to mechuber, it's osur ligvoya. Would you say the same thing applies not only by a korban, but even a dvar mitzvah? Could you now use this dekel, not the dekel, but the lula for a dvar mitzvah? What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, first of all, bear in mind, the ilan shenotim etchilu lekach le tiboyelach. What happens if this dekel were planted the chatchila to be like an asherah tree, to be a ne'evad, that people should go and bow down. That, then there's no shaila. You remember on the Shabbos' blood, we said that there's a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. What was the machloikis? That machloikis was Ilan Shinatoi. First he planted it for Hedjit to go and use it for himself. And then after that he said, it's such a beautiful tree, he went Lepsoif Avodai. However, Kuli Alamoid, if it was an Ilan Shinatoi, Metchil Lekach for Avodai Zorah, everybody agreed that this would be a case even though it's Mechubar. But since you had Tfisas Odom Boy, right? What was the Lashon Mishnah? Tfisas Yad Odom. Since Tfisas Yad Odom, this is, if you will, an exception to the rule, because the regular Mechubar was created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Horem Megvois. Here, this individual created the tree by planting the tree. Ah, so therefore everybody agrees, B'ilin Shinot Metchil Lekach, Oser, 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 Afilu Lehejit. So if it's Oser Lehejit, Fishteitzach, it's Oser Legvoya. So what's the shayla? Ki diboy lach ilan shenotel shenotoy for permissible purposes. He wanted this ilan because he wanted the fruit. This is a palm tree. He wants the dates because they're delicious. Flipsoif, and only a year later, or 5 years later, flipsoif avoda, he decided to go and make it into avoda zar. Ah, now says he about that. There was a machloikis in our Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, as well as Rabbi Yosi Yehuda in the Braisa. There's no shayla. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, remember, he said that there are two psukim. One is Ashereim Tikadeyun, and one is Ashereim Tisafun Be'esh. Those two psukim, one comes to tell you the gab the ilan shenotoi b'tchil lekach. The other one comes to tell you the case of the ilan shenotoi lepsoif avodoi. Says Rabbi Yosi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, both of them are aser, nothing to talk about. Kitiboy lachalib the rabbanon, that the rabbanon hold that if you had an ilan shenotoi that it's mutter according to Rabbanan, mutter ligavoya. Now the question is, what about, I mean, mutter lehejit, I should say, mutter lehejit. What's the question is it mutter now ligavoya? What means ligavoya? Le'inyan mitzvah mai. Are you allowed to go and use this lulav for dvar mitzvah for arba minim? Mimo is leklapi gavoya oiloi. Although there's no din of minhabokar of the psak gavoya, you're not bringing it for a korban, but you're bringing it for the bar mitzvah, maybe there's a parallel there, that just like you would say that it's osir for a carbon, assuming that you paskin that mechuber is osir for a carbon, that would remains a shaila, but assuming you're going to go and paskin that way, and that's why even if you make kashina, the kamaschitim, the mincha would be osir. So the question is, the same thing apply for the bar mitzvah? It's mo'us. It's a chashtika sheira tree. Can you or can you not? And for the Gemara, Yosef Dimi, Omar, Yosef Dimi said, I'm not paskining that shaila. However, I will tell you that the shaila is not the way you posed it. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. You have that often in the Gemara. Oser Rovin, Oser Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, you made a boo-boo. That wasn't the shaila that Rav Shlokish asked in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, his shaila was a little bit different. Ba'asheira shebit l'kami boyele. That palm tree originally was an asheira tree. Asheira tree means that when they... Even though we normally think of an Asheri tree as being a pine cone tree, like they use for Kratzmach, but Asheri is really any tree that a person bows down to for Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Asheri Shebitla, they already mevatel it. How they mevatel it? Rashi gives an interesting tzir from a Mishnah tomorrow, but Tosis says a much simpler tzir like we had in the past, that a goy came and it was mevatel the Asheri tree, and he says, I no longer want to use it for Avodah Zarah. Pooh, foo, foo. Exactly how you're mevatel, we're going to have that another few blots, whether you have to make a maisa by cutting off a piece or chopping off a piece. But that's not our sugi for today. The sugi for today is they were mevatel the asherah, no question. So the asherah tree is now no longer osir, and now it's mutter banor. Oh, if it's mutter banor, let me take off a lulav and use it for the arba minim. The question is, yesh dichoy yaitzel mitzvahs, ein dichoy yaitzel mitzvahs. What does that mean? There's no question about until the bittel, it was osir. Why was it osir? It was part. Well, I wouldn't say for sure it's osir, but if you're going to be poishit the previous shaila that yesh dichoy eitzel mitzvahs, then there was a dichoy eitzel mitzvahs at the time that it was asherah. It was osir. It was. We are saying that even if it was mutter lehejit, why? Because it was an ilan shenotoi for dvar heter. and only subsequently avodoy, according to Rabbanan, we're saying that that is mutter lehejid. If you're going to be poishet the shayla, that it's also legvoya, not only for a carbon, but even also dvar mitzvah, then clearly at the time that it was still an asherah, it was also. Now someone, a goy, came and was mevatel it, so now the whole tree is mutter. Can I use the lulav or not? 5 minutes ago, I couldn't use it because it was dochui, because it was a shtik asherah. But now that I cut it off, maybe now it's mutter. Yesh tichoy, ein tichoy. That was the shaila that was posed in Eretz Yisrael by Rish Lakish. So to my tips limited now, let's go be poishet from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Besechtes Chulin, which is talking about the din of kisui hadam. Then when a person goes lemoshel, he shechs either an oif or a chaya. After the conclusion of the shechita, you have to go and be mechase the dam with some offer. Okay. When I'm the person with kisov and iskali, he put on the kis, he did perfectly the way he was supposed to, and then after that, he came an avint, a storm wind, and blew away all of that offer, and now in iskali you see the blood. Potter mechase. You don't have to cover it again. It's only a one-time thing. You mechase, finished. You don't have to do it a second time. However, when I'm the kisov ruach, what happens if you didn't do it, but a wind came and it was mechas the dam on your behalf? Chayiv lechasis, you have to go be mechasit yourself. 1 second. When do you have to go and do a second kisu yourself? Meaning, just like a wind came and was mechasa, that same wind or another wind came and took off the kisu of the afar. The same as a yoytze v'nichnes keboyle kach poltoi. The same wind, or a different wind, that was mechasa. The wind came now and was megale. What's it in? Chayv lechasois. Avaloi chos v'niskale. What happens if it remained mechusa? Batim lechasa. You don't have to do it again. Freitimor v'avinamba. When we were learning this, we asked. Chos v'niskale mayhava. Who cares that it was subsequently niskale again? Hoyl v'idchi idchi. During that period of time that it was mechusa through the first wind, you yoytze, potem lechasid, you don't have to go be mechasid. And now because a new wind came, now you have to be mechasid. Stacharei nidche. You already parted from the mitzvah. Why do you have to do it? V'yomer ha-papa, I'll tell you why. Zoyse meres, from this is a clear cut, raya, ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs. Even though the mitzvah of kisui adam was already accomplished through the wind, sorry, you gotta do it over again when it became nizkala, ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs. Ah, so let's paskin the same thing by Yonzoch, that there's no din of dichoy eitzel mitzvahs, and you can use the lula from the asherah tree, even though 5 minutes ago you couldn't. So shtinkt, it's a shtik asherah. But now that it's bottled, you can use it. L'choyer, we can be poishet our shayla. Every morning, 999. The rapapa gufei iboyele. After rapapa's halacha, we still have the shayla. Why did rapapa say, zoy semeres ein dichoy? Is a mifshe pshita leil rapapa de ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs loishna lekulav loishna lechumra? Was it a double parsha by rapapa, and therefore it makes no difference whether you have a chumra or a kula? Oy dumas vukim esapkele ulechumra amrina lekula loyam rinan. Maybe only because he was machmir, but maybe not lekula. What does that mean? The case of the kisui v'nizgala, that's a case of a chumra. What's the case of the chumra? I thought I was already potter from having to go and do the kisui adam, because the wind did my job, it was my shliach, and I'm done. Zokta nebraisa, if it's chos v'nizgala, you gotta do it over again. Why? Because maybe, ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs, and therefore, even though temporarily he was potter, but nevertheless, I gotta do it again. But that's als chumra, not because Rapapa knew for sure ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs. I don't know, 50-50, be machmer and do it again to be on the safe side. But over here, if we're going to go and say ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs, and we want to use the lulav, then that's a tremendous kula. 5 minutes ago, I couldn't use the lulav. Now I want to be able to go and use the lulav because I say, well, ein dichoy eitzel mitzvahs, and therefore it's kosher. Maybe not. That's already a kula. Because if I can use this lulav, then I don't have to go in the marketplace and pay $100 for a fancy schmancy lulav in plastic and all with the hechsherim and the ganze geschäft. Ah, so that's already a kula. So I don't know what Rav Papa would hold in that case. And therefore the Gemara says, taka, teku, tishbi yataretz. Nu shayla, boy Rav Papa, hamishtach vele behema, tzamra mahu litcheles. Person with mishtach vele behema. So remember, when you mishtach vele behema, it's mutter lehejit. That's clear. it's osur legvoya min habakar. Now, instead of using it, this behema, as a carbon itself, which would be prohibited, tzamru mahu litcheles. Assuming that this is, let's say, ashepsala, and it has tons of tzemer, I want to cut the tzemer and use it for tcheles. Now the shal is that permissible? Now the question is, what does it mean litcheles? There could be two possibilities. Tcheles demai. Tcheles for kahanim, he wants to go and use it for one of the big day kahuna where you have tcheles. No, if that's the case, hayna bayid rum bar chama. Isn't that the same shal of rum bar chama? What means the same shal of rum bar chama? Because tcheles for kahanim means for big day kahuna. Big day kahuna are the equivalent of machshirei carbon. It's not the carbon itself. You can't bring a carbon without a koyin wearing big day kahuna. So therefore it's a machshir. If it's a machshir, that was the shayla that we started off with on memvov amid aleph on the bottom. Boi rama bar chama hamishtach v'lahar avod of manu lamizbeach. And the Gemara said here on the amid beis top of memvov amid beis. Number one, yesh never b'mchubrei tzegavoyer or ein. And im tzeloi mi yesh nevad machshiri carbon ke carbon dumbo, because we wanted to use that stone for building the mizbeach or building the beis hamikdash. So that was machshirei carbon. So that was question number one. Number two, even if you're going to go and tell me that it is asur, yeah, but I made a major shinui over here. Because until now, this was wool on the back of an animal, and now I've cut it, and I've painted it, I've dyed it, and now I've dyed it tcheles. That's a shinui. So that was the second shaila of Rami bar Chama that we started off with. By Rami bar Chama, hamishtach v'lekom maschitim, and he changed it from kernels of wheat into flour. Here he took what was previously just the back of the animal, the wool, and now I've taken this wool and I made it into a full-fledged big day tcheles, big day kahuna. So those are the shailas of Rav Chama. That's not a new shaila of Rav Papa. Elamai, maybe you mean not tcheles for purposes of big day kahuna, but tcheles for tzitzis. That to go in, instead of kol ilan, you use the tcheles for tzitzis. Now was the shaila. Can I go and use the tzemer from the behemah? But frankly, more I had to buy the Rish Lakish. Like the first shaila of Rish Lakish, the Rish Lakish asked legabe dekelulalavoy. Right, a person bowed down to the tree. Can I use now one of the lulavim? Do I say the yesh dichri etzel mitzvah or not? So that's the same question over here. This animal clearly is osur ligvoya because it was nevad. Can I go and use its chayles? Not the shayla was, can I go and use the lulav from the tree? Can I use the tzemer for tcheles for the tzitzis? Is it mo'us legabi mitzis? That was the same shayla by the Rish Lakish. So what is Rav Papa adding to the two equations? If it's tcheles for big day kahuna, that was the shayla of Rambam Bachama. If it's tcheles for tzitzis, that's the shayla of Rish Lakish. So what is Rav Papa bringing to the fore of Psanai shayla? Why is another step?
Making tzitzis. I mean,
you're making a shinui.
No, besides the shinui of making the trailers, making it blue.
So that's an aggressor
shinui. A beggar shinui. Now making you're tying it, you're putting it on a beggar.
Maskim. So is that mutter or not? That's what a papa asks. She's saying it's another darga. Our Gemara considers this to be not that much different from taking the chitim and making them into flour. You can't eat chitim, give me flour. Yes.
So let's say there was a behemah and someone was makdish it to the base of mikdash, and then afterwards someone came and bowed down to it and made it, what would be the solution there?
That's a very good question. And the Gemara said a couple of days ago, Ein Odom Oyser Dover She'enu Shaloi. You don't even have to go to the base of mikdash. What happens if you, Ariel, own an animal, and then I come and I bow down to the animal? Although I'll be over an iser of avodah zarah and chas v'sholem, if there are two edim and hasra chulil v'chas, there's a din in the Torah by the dalet mises bezim. However, your animal is totally unaffected because it's your animal; it's not my animal, okay. so nothing happens to it.
What if it's your animal? You were markish, and then unfortunately, let's say you hit your head against the wall and you lost your senses. And then you decided to be, bowed down to it.
But it's not my animal anymore. Now it belongs to Hegish, it belongs to Gvoy, it belongs to Rabbeinu Shalom. So it's like Mechuba Lakarka. It's not my mountain, even if I buy the mountain. It's Hashem's mountain, and therefore it's Gunish. So getting back to our Gemara, so the Chorid is the Shal of Rish Lakish. So it's my Enoch Hanami. When it comes to the case of the tzamer letcheles, you're right. That was already asked by Rami Bar Chama and or by Rish Lakish. You know why I'm asking the question? Not really about the tzamer letcheles. Because there are other things which are parallel to the tzamer letcheles. What are those parallel? Ikamila chanaisa of the tzamer mal letcheles. And what are those parallel? What does Gemara mean to say? The tzamer letcheles, that was already asked. I'm asking a brand new shayla. This animal that was a ne'avad animal, can I take off the horns and use it for chatzoitzis, like for shayfarois? And when would I use it? L'moshel, I'd be bringing a carpet. When they brought certain kabbonis in the base of Migdish, you had kehanim babidosam, Uleviam Lishiram Ulezimram. Every time the kabbonis were brought, you had to accompany the kabbonis with a zemer, with song, to bring the Ibdus Hashem Besimcha. Okay, so the question is, can you use the kanayim from this animal that was a nevad for chatzoitz rois? In other words, make them into trumpets or shoifres. Shoikeo malachalilin. Can you go use the shoik, which is the upper thigh, the lower thigh, and make from it a chalil, a flute? B'nei me'eha mahu. Can you go and use some of the b'nei me'ayim, some of the intestines, whatever, in tlefoyreis? Can you use those and make from them strings or strands to use in a harp? Okay, so l'choyer, that's the same shay that we're having before. Since it's a nevad, I'm taking part of it. I'm not taking the tzemer, I'm making tcheles, but I'm making from the shoik into chalilim. So no. This is a brand new shayla. Because chalilim and yom ikashir b'kli loyti boyalach levadi osir. Assuming that you were going to paskin, legabit tzemer letcheles, that it's osur, like Rami Bar Chama. And what's the reason why? Because nevad is osur, legabit the animals, and we don't say shinoi, ain shinoi. Even if you're going to paskin that way, this is a machloek in Masechtas Chagiga, that when you do the shir is both the Levium singing, as well as other Levium accompanying it with kleizemer, with different musical instruments. Ah, according to my Yom HaHodzah, the Iker shir is bepeh. Now I want to use parts of the animal for musical instruments, for a chalil, or for a harp. Psulikoma ba'almahu, would you say that it's only an additional making the song of the peh that much sweeter? Umaisinan, it's not a problem. In other words, it's not the ikr, it's only a tafel. Oidilma filohachi yasir. Nevertheless, even though it's only a tafel, but nevertheless, still, if you're using it for the base of Migdish, legvoya, maybe even so it would be asir. Tumarteku, tishbi, yitarz. And the final shayla in this long list of shaylas is boy rabba. Hamishtach v'lemayon. Person goes over to a beautiful stream of water and he bows down to the stream. Meim of ma'al l'nesochim. Can I take the mayim now and use v'nesochim? So l'choyer, this is the same case as yesh nevad b'mechubar or ein nevad b'mechubar. Rashi says that the mayim, by definition, is considered to be mechubar. So now if I take out some of the waters, it says that's mamish l'choyer, the same shayla Rami Bar Chama asked. A person bowed down to mechubar, to a har, Avon of Ma'alu Mizbeach, can I take out an Evan and use it in the base of Migdash? I want to take out some of the Mechubar, some of the water from this Mayon, can I use it in Linesachim? So tomorrow, my coming boy, what's the Shaila? If you hold Yesh never been Mechubar, then it's Asr. If you hold Ain never been Mechubar, it's Mutter. What's the Shaila? So tomorrow, I'll tell you what the Shaila is. Ilaim lebevua kasogid, oy dilma, lemaya kasogid, when he bowed down to the Mayon. Did he have in mind the water that Kodesh Baruch Hu created and said, water, without you we couldn't live, nothing can live, it's mamisha God, I worship the water. So then that's like a good shayla. I don't know. He's just bowing down to his own reflection. He didn't have a mirror available. He considers himself a God. He would want to bow down to himself. Now, how can you bow down to yourself if you don't have a mirror? You go to the water, you see a reflection. Ah, I love myself. Yankel says, Yankel, you're Italian. Just like Haman, just like Nebuchadnezzar, just like Achashverosh, they all consider themselves to be greater gods. And if that's the case, he didn't bow down to the water. He was bowing down to himself. Oh, so that's the shayla. Dr. Mar, if that's the shayla, the boy lay safe on the hedge. Why do you have to talk about that he went out to a stream and he bowed down to that? What happens if he had a big bucket of water? He looks at the water, he sees his reflection, and he starts bowing down to it. Obviously, that has nothing to do with mechuber. So you can ask the same question. What was his intent? Was his intent lemayi kasagin, and then it would be asur? Or would you say lebavur kasagin, and then he's mutter? Zok timura la'oylam lemayi kasagin. That be'emesin, whether it's in the stream or whether it's in the seifa, there's no question he's going and bowing to the water. So ibazoi. So what's the shaila by the mayan lechoyda? It's the same shaila. Yesh never be mechuber. No. And then it would be awesome. What do you want me to say? A stream, as you know, by definition, the water doesn't stay in place. It's like a river, like an ocean. It's a foot. So I taka went and bowed down to Dalet Amis of water, and now I want to go and take some of that water and use it for Nesachim. By the time I take my bucket to go and take the water, that water is long gone. It moved on. I'm now taking other water. But I only bow down to the original water. So those three shayla, kamoi kamoi azdi, that original water has moved away. When he bows down to the mayan, he's bowing down to the whole stream. He doesn't keep on bowing down 150 times because he would get a big headache. But that's his kavana. I'm now bowing down to the ganze stream and I'm making it into a god. And therefore I could not use the subsequent waters either. Pray tomorrow. If you want to go and bow down to a stream, you're telling me that it would become osur. If you have a stream which is used by the Gantz Kol, by the Rabim, ein nesarim, you can't osur it because it doesn't belong to you. It's like we said before, ein odem oisur davish ein shaloi. Sinish zam vasa, this vasa belongs to the whole oilam. So what's the shaila? It's talking about that this mayon, it's a subterranean water coming up on his land. It's not shared by the public. It's his private mayan. Oh, then you have a good teshaila. If he bows down to the mayan, do I see that kamoi, kamoi, azli, he's only going and bowing down to that four amas of water that he's bowing down to, and now they've moved on? Or do you say that he bowed down to the entire stream? And the Gemara is not poishit shaila. And now we start by saying a brand new Mishnah, very simple Mishnah. Misha Hoya, our Gemara, our Mishnah says Beisoy, but the Rashi and the Bach, Ula Goydis Misha Hoya Koisloy, Samach Avoydis Kechav. That means you have a person has his house, and the lot right next door was bought for a church. And in fact, there's one wall separating between his apartment, where his bedroom, his kitchen, his dining room, and the church on the other side, with his Avoydis Zara, where they're all bowing down. Okay. I have nothing to do with the church has nothing to do with me, and Shalom al Yisrael. But guess what happens? Venofal, this koisel after 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, boom, it collapsed, it fell down. And now I want to rebuild it. I want to have a wall to my house, my apartment. Ooh, the problem is, if I'm going to go and build that wall, not only having Hanoah for me, I'm being Mahana the Avodah Zorah. Zok the Mishnah, also of Noisa, you're now allowed to rebuild it, because you're giving Hanoah to the church, to the Avodah Zorah. So Ketzad Yasef, so Bozo Lechton, I can't leave my house like this. Koinis Toich Shaloi Dalet Amis Uboina. What he should do is, where the original wall was, move in four Amis to himself. In other words, he's going to lose four Amis, and he should build a brand new wall there on his property. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, the Mishnah is going to ask in a moment, what have you accomplished by doing that? All you've done is you've given now a present of four Amis to the Avodah Zarah, because now they'll expand and bring new Avodah Zarahs or new pews for their worshippers. We're going to talk about that in a moment.
Why the three flowers?
That's the shear of the Dover Choshev that you have to move away. Sorry, no.
You just need another wall.
Why do you need? You need another wall.
No, you just need another wall. What's the difference? You're only trying to avoid that I'm not putting up a wall for the Avodah Zarah.
So you want to know why? Where the common misak in four hours? One hour should be enough. A half an hour.
No,
you can't put up the wall in the same place because you're helping the Avodah Zarah.
Same place, but.
What? Move it a little, missile. I think this is a dinder abon, and abon said, Dal Ram is a dover choshev, like you find everywhere else. Dal Ram is a dover choshev, here also a dover choshev. Uboin, and he built it. Now, what happened if we don't mean if the war belonged to him and to the Avodah Zarah. That was the first case. What we mean is that the space occupied by the wall, Lemushel, let's assume that it was a wall that was 2 amos wide, 4 feet wide, and half of the space was on the territory of the church, and half of the territory was mine. So in such a case, need a mechzel mechzel. Rashi explains that I don't have to go and add four more amas. I can use the one amma that belonged to me of this wide wall that was two amas wide. One amma that's already one out of the four. And I only have to move over three more to mekayim that four amas. Avon of Eitz V'Aforoi. What do you do with the original Avonim and Eitz and Ofer of the original wall? We're assuming that you didn't use those to rebuild the new wall, but you are carting it away. What's the status of those? Metamin Kisheret. They have a din of Tumah because it, since it belonged to the Avodah Zarah, it's Tomei, like Tumah Sheret. Shnema Shakitz, Shachtenu, V'sayiv, Tesabenu, Kicheremu. What's the din of Sheret, says Rashi? It's only Metamei B'maga, but not B'masa. Now, even though 50% of this wall belonged to me, and it was totally mutter lehedjit, but Rashi says, our Mishnah holds Ein Breira, since I cannot choose which part of the wall was mine, which part of the wall was his, the whole thing is Osir, like Sheretz, B'toidas Negia, Nega. However, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kenida, Shenema, we have another Pasik, Tizrem Kimoi Dova, Tzei Toimolai, this is talking about Avodah Zarah, it's a Pasik in Yeshaya, that it's saying, L'Osir Lovoi, when Klal Yisrael is finally going to, Mashiach will come, at that point we're going to reject all the Avodah Zarahs. Tizraim is like we had in the Mishnah, Shoichit V'Zoyle Ruach, Zoyle will scatter it, Kimoi Dova. Dova is a reference to Nida, because the Torah says, Dova benidosa, so Dova means like a Nida. Tzei Toimolai. It's a machloik is what Tzei Toimolai means. Pashup Shah Tzei Toimolai means, take this Avodah Zarah and Tzei, and get rid of it. Or, say, the redactor says from Lashon Tzoya, look at this Avodah Zarah and say, Feh, Tzashtik Tzoya. Go and get rid of it because it's a shmutzik. Anyway, either way, since the Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, it says, the Kamei Dova has a din like a Nida. Ma Nida Betama Mamasa, Avodah Zarah Betama Bemasa. So not only Bemaga, but also Bemasa. Okay. Well, let's go back to the first. Sorry?
That means that you are not allowed to even touch the wall of a church from the outside, right?
No, that's mechubah. Mechubah is a very different story. Tolish v'psoiv chibroi, if you hold that to regular mechubah, then it's mutter, even if you bow down to it 100 times. But that's a separate sugya from what we're talking about now. But getting back to the Gemara now, we said that you have to go move the wall into your own apartment, your own house, 3 or 4 tzvachim. Now the church has more room to expand. What you're doing is not only, if you would have rebuilt the wall, you'd have given Hanah that they don't have to rebuild it, but now you're giving even more space. Are you nuts? Avada that gives Hanah to the Voidazar. Amrav Chanin Misura, the Ovalei Beis Akisei. He taka moves the wall over 4 amas, but he leaves a door, and you can go into that passageway of the 4 amas, and he dedicates it now for a Beis Akisei. Oh, so therefore you don't have to worry about the Avodazar using it. You'll use it. Frank Gemara, but Boitz Neusa, if you're not rebuilding the Goyisha wall, but you're just making this open space, and somebody's using Beis Akisei, all the people in the church can see you every time you're going to the bathroom. And for the more, the overlay Beis Akisei Delilah. You make a Beis Akisei only for night. During the day, you don't use it. There's a big sign up, only permitted to use it at night. During the day, it's prohibited. So then it's dark, nobody sees, it's sneezed. Frank Morbo Mamar.
What if the Avodah Zarah was pure, where you defecate to,
That's a very good question. Let's assume that our Mishnah is talking about Markulius, where they throw stones and they don't throw tzoya. They don't defecate. You're right. If it would be defecate, then we'd have another issue. You could make a Beis Akisei there. Very good. Frank Dimor Omamar, Ezeo Tsunua. What's the definition of tznius? Hanifne balayla b'mokim shenifne b'yoyim. V'yavagav yukimna b'kiderach. What does Gemara mean? We have halacha. What's a person who's called a tznua? What does that mean? Hanifna b'layla, when he goes to the bathroom at night, he does it b'makom shenifna b'yoyim. So pashup shat, what that means is, in the same place that you can nifna b'yoyim, means that it's hermetically sealed from all sides. The Berlin walls or Mexican walls from all sides, and therefore, just like you be nifna b'yoyim, you could do b'layla. And that's a tznua, that he's careful not to do it out in the backyard, but rather he goes into such a walled place. So you want to know, Afikav du Kimna, when we learned that halacha, we said we're not talking about that it's walled and not walled. We're talking about Bekederach. Bekederach means, Zot Rashi, that when a person goes to the bathroom, he can't just go to the bathroom, he has to do bitznius. And therefore, for instance, number one, says Rashi, shei nifra miyushev, he should not undress and uncover himself until he's ready to actually sit down. He shouldn't go and dance around in the bathroom for an hour. But rather, he should go and be fully clothed until that final moment, and then go and undress at that moment. And number two, when he goes and sits down, he should make sure that he's only megala tefach from the back and tvochayim from the front. In other words, the minimum that he needs for purposes of either urinating, defecating, etc. So that's what we meant. That even though balayla nobody sees it, nevertheless, just like you have the inyan of tznias bayoyim, you have the same inyan of tznias balayla. Zokti Yimara. So even though that din of the tznua has to do with kederach, that the same way that you sit down and you defecate or you urinate during the day, the same way you're supposed to do at night. However, you can understand that a little bit more broadly. It's got to be tznius. You can't go into a bathroom, which although now it's facing the church and it's dark and nobody sees, nevertheless, you can go and do it. What happens if somebody comes in a moment and they turn the lights on? Ay, 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 ay. The tznius dictates you still can't go to that bathroom. He goes and makes it for a little kleine kinderlach, who are not makbid on hilchus tznias. They're 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. They're still in diapers, and therefore they're running around and blah 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 blah. There's no concern about the tznias. Inami de godalei behizmi vehinki. Yes, besides his own wall, and then the additional 2, 3, 4 amis that he's using for the bathroom, he makes a second wall, but not a proper second wall, but a wall. A very flimsy wall made out of koitzim ubarkonim, which is not a real wall. So as far as the church is concerned, they cannot suffice with just a wall like that. It's so flimsy, it can fall down in a moment. They're going to have to build a regular wall. So tznias you have, because you have a wall there, but it's not being mahana them, because this is as temporary and as flimsy a wall as you can imagine. So with this, we continue on the next Mishnah. Mishnah Shloisha Batim Hein. There are three different halachis when it comes to a bayis that was used one way or another for avodah zarah. How are you mevatel this avodah zarah? The three halachis. Halacha number one: bayis shebenoy mitchila avodah chacham. What happens a bayis that was built lechatchila for avodah chacham? What does it mean lechatchila for avodah chacham? Says Rashi: boy oivdin es a bayis atzmoy. They would bow down not to an idol inside the church. The church itself, everybody would line up from the outside. Not they would stand online, not online on the computer for Amazon, but online outside. They saw this beautiful church, and everybody would start bowing down to it. So that is a bayis shebenoy mitchila avodas chacham. What happens? You want to go and be mevatel it? How is it osur? This is a real, real iser of hanoah. In other words, because it's a real avodah zarah, the only way that you can go and make it mutter, says Rashi, if you have a goy that comes and he's mevatel it. How is he mevatel, says Rashi? Dibur alone is not enough. Yitoitz merik tas, he has to start making a couple of major cuts into the avodah, into the wall of the avodah zarah, or smashing the windows of the avodah zarah. He's got to do some sort of maisa to mevatel it. And if this building belonged to a yid, then it's osur ilamis, because you cannot be mevatel and avodah zarah that belongs to a Jew. Anyway, so what's the question?
What's your
question?
I have a friend who bought the church.
And what does he want to do with it?
He made it into his apartment.
He made it to his own apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope he asked for halachic advice before he did it, because those are very tricky questions. There are many modern day questions in many neighborhoods where Yidden, Baruch Hashem, start moving into the neighborhood and they need a shul, and the St. Mary's Church says, I'm available for sale because all of my worshippers all have moved out. Can Yidden go and buy that church and then renovate it and make it into a shul? Rachman al-Islan, you have the opposite as well. Jewish neighborhoods where all the Jews have fled, and are you allowed to sell that to a church to make it into a church? Those are modern day shaylos which are brought very extensively in the chivas of the late Poskim. Rav Moshe Zichron Levrach has many chivas about that. So if you have that child, you're buying a church and you want to renovate it for your own private residence, look up the chuva or ask a competent local Orthodox rabbi. But getting back to our Mishnah now. You have a bayis shebenoy mitchila avodas chacham. It was built for a church, not just to house the yoizel, but it itself, they worshipped for avodas zarah.
How is it osir? It's osir ba'anah until you're mevatel it. Well, what happens if side of a kaila avodah zarah? Originally you built it, the goy built it, for regular house, for residence. And then after that he decided to go and change it into avodah zarah. So saidoi, he smeared it with some additional cement, some mishal tar, pitch. The kaidoi, he made designs in the wall to show that this is now a yoizel. He made, perhaps he made tzlamim, pictures in the wall for avodah zarah. There's an easier way. You don't have to mevatel the whole building. What you can do is v'chidesh, if he made this chidesh of the siyud and kiyud, noitel ma'asha chidesh. All you have to do now is remove that siyud v'kiyud, bring it back to the way it was originally, mutalach, mutalach. You don't have to do a major bittel. When hamzich nisle toich avoydes rechav, you brought into it an avoydesar. Now there's a regular building, and now you brought into it a markulius, or a pa'or, or whatever it was at Salem, assuming that that's considered to be avodah zarah, and now people are worshipping it. So not worshipping the building, they're just worshipping the avodah zarah, which is enclosed within the building. Then it's much easier. Voitzia, just take out this avodah zarah. Arizemuter yoytzim enichnis kiboy lekach poltoi. How did this binyan become osir? Because you brought in the avodah zarah. Nemes arose, take out the avodah zarah, and the binyan is mutter. Okay, so you have these three dinim. So now Omar Rav L'Chira adds a fourth din. Hamishtach v'lebayis. As soon as a person bows down to the house, asori, he made it asur. Now this is similar to the question that Reuven Alevi was raising before. Al mekasov etolush l'psoif chivroi kish tolush tami. That if something was tolush, meaning that originally it was, there's no such thing as a house that was built by Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'sheishes imei breishes. So somebody took stones or bricks which were talushim, and he made them a chubal karka. Oh, if you're saying Rav that you're mishtachve, it's ketolish dami. Where do I see ketolish dami? Because it says it's osir. Didn't we say mechuber eliheim alahorim v'leyahorim eliheim, that mechuber cannot become osir? It must be that Rav holds that even though it was talib, so b'chibroi, it remains ketolish dami, and therefore it can become osir b'hanah. That's what Rav said. What is the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara is assuming, says Rashi, that according to Rav, you have to actually go and bow down to it. Now what would happen if you didn't bow down to it, but rather you attached some kiyud v'siyud, like we said in case number two? Ooh. So then our Mishnah says, as long as you did the siyud v'kiyud, then it becomes a shtik avoy dezorah, even before you were mishtachve. Rav says, no, you got to be mishtachve lebayis asoroi. Ah, so it's not enough that you took a house and you dedicated it, because right, we're talking mishtach lebayis. There was already an existing house, and he now made it into a base of Oidazor by being mishtachve. And the Gemara again assumes that he did asir v'kir, he smeared on some sort of tar, pitch, cement, and he made designs, and now he was mishtachve, and now that is ashtik of Oidazor. And our mishtach says, you don't need the hashtachavah. All you have to do is that you do the siyud v'kiyud, according to the second case of our Mishnah. But not benoy tonight. Everything where benoy avu pishul lo yishtachvale, yishtachvale avu pishul lo benoy. What the Gemara is telling us is Rav is not arguing with our Mishnah. Rav is really just adding another case to the Mishnah. And he's saying that if you had a binyan, a regular binyan, and you did your siyud v'kiyud, even before yishtachava, it becomes osur, says Rav, and I hold the other way around. If you did a hishtachavah, even without the siyud v'kiyud, even before that, it also becomes osir. So what do you need to do in both cases? You have to be mevatel it. Why do you say in the Mishnah there's only three cases? There are really four cases, right? The three in the Mishnah. And now Rav adding another one, even without a siyud v'kiyud, just the hishtachavah alone. You didn't do a binyan l'shem avodah zarah, you just mishtachavah. So that's case number four. And for the Gemara, kim l'inyan bittel, the reason why this is not a kasha, because Rav says that we're saying that whether or not you did hishtachavah, which is Rav's case, or if you went and you were benoy mitchila, or you added the siyud v'kiyud, all of those, what's it, didn't require is bittel. Oh, so that's the case of the Mishnah itself. I'm not adding a fourth case, I'm just adding on an alternative, like the alter ego of the case. It doesn't have to be a binyan metchila, it was hashishtachavah metchila. That's enough. In both cases, you have to have a bit. Sorry?
Why is it not mechila?
Why is it not mechibur?
It's mechibur, so why has it become musr altogether?
Oh, so if you hold a tolish for the psayf chibroi mechibur havi, you're 100% right. It does become osir bano, it's totally mutter. This man, the yama, holds tolish for the psayf chibroi, kit tolish dami.
What's Amish? Is that bash bada mitchil, agor is chum.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He built it.
Right.
And when did he make it away to Zura?
He made it away to Zura at the time that he built it, lichat chila, even before he worshipped it. When he saw the building, he said, "Rabbi, say, you know why I'm building this? The shame of Avodah Zarah." Rav said, "Even it was, it's good." So we go by. Next Mishnah. Look to Mishnah Shalish Avonim Heim. There are three types of stones. What does that mean? Three types of stone. Emin Shechatzu Mitchil LeBimus, a stone that was taken out of the quarry, the stone quarry, and the reason why you dug it out was to make it a bimus, to make it part of the bima. That's the pedestal, the platform for the Avodah Zarah. Which, even though that's not the Avodah Zarah itself, but it's considered to be a shtick Avodah Zarah, because the Avodah Zarah can't be on the floor. It has to have a pedestal, it has to have a bima. So that's considered to be like a shtick Avodah Zarah. So what's the din that mitchila bimus harizu asura? This heaven is now asur b'hanoa. The only way that you can go and use it is to be mevatlit. In other words, call a goy and tell him be mevatlit by cutting it, smashing it, breaking it, like we had before, lagabi the bias. Said of a kaidel l'shem avodah zarah. This was originally a regular stone, and then again, like the previous Mishnah, he did a siyud. He put on tar, he put on pitch, cement, and he made designs in it, l'shem avodah zarah. Then, like we said in the previous Mishnah, noito mashal siyud, v'kiyud umetaretz. You don't have to go and smash the stone and make a bit. The stone itself remains mutter, says Rashi. It's only the siyud v'kiyud, which is now covering it, that's what's awesome. So just remove that, and everything is mutter. Finally, hemet aleh avodah zarah mesilka. How did this bimus become asr? It was originally a normal, regular stone, very big stone. Kids used to play on it. People used to sit and eat picnic on it. And then one day, a goy decided to go and put an avodah zarah on it. Oh, yeah, yeah. When the avodah zarah is on it, now becomes asr. Just silka. Just remove the avodah zarah. Push it off. Then it becomes mutter. Talk to me, Omer Bami.
I have a question. I don't understand the difference between the tabar, with the markolis on it, that you can mevatel.
You're talking about the har?
Sorry, and the stone that the guy carved in it, the markolis.
Yeah, yeah.
The why can you just mevatel it? The stone is expensive as well. You know, it's a wonderful marble, very rare. There is a Marcolis there, you can mevatel
the tabar. The assumption is that the stone that we're talking about was a tolush. It wasn't part of the ground. Because if it was part of the ground, we already said in the Mishnah 2 days ago, that Eliheim alahorim v'leahorim Eliheim, which means anything which is mechubar to karka, because Rabbi Nishlam created that way, cannot become osabana. However, if you took out a stone, and now you leave it in the street, that stone is a regular, in other words, a regular stone. You weren't mishtachve or anything. You just cut out a stone. So it's totally mutter. But now you're using it for avodah zarah purposes by putting it as a pedestal, as an altar, as a base to put the avodah zarah on. As long as the avodah zarah is on that, it becomes osur bana. But once I remove it, it reverts to its original status as being mutter bana.
But I ask, if you carve into the stone, the expensive stone, you carve into the stone an image, and you make it avodah zarah, like the tabas, like the ring that you talked about.
One second. He didn't engrave in the stone. He engraved in the siyud v'kiyud. In other words, he made on the stone, it was previously just marble, as you said, and now he plastered it. He put plaster all over it, and now it's white, and it's gorgeous, and it's beautiful. And in that white plaster, he made now the figure of a tzelem, the figure of a drakoin, figure of a chama, levona, whatever it was. That's in the siyud v'kiyud. All you have to do is, once I pull that siyud v'kiyud off, I have the same stone as I had before. Nothing has changed vis-a-vis the stone. But what you're talking about, Reuven, is a good introduction to the next Gemara. Because Omer Rav Ami, Fushe Siyad V'Kiyad B'Gufa Shalevim. Our Mishnah that we're talking about, the Siyad V'Kiyad, means that he did in the Gufa Shalevim. What means Gufa Shalevim? It wasn't just from the outside. There were cracks in the stone, and he inserted some of that Siyad, that additional tar, pitch, cement, plaster, into the stone itself.
And on that he made those tsiurim. Frei that's Zakhtur Bami, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Frei Timura, but do me the bias tonight. Isn't that the same as the, this Mishnah was almost a copy, carbon copy of the previous Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah was talking about a bias, siur vikiud, a bias labekufehu, umitzer. There it didn't require that you go and do it begufeshal bias. Normally the assumption is that you had this shmirach, this tar, pitch, plaster, on the outside of the bias. It wasn't beguve, and nevertheless the Mishnah said it's osur until you remove it. So what's Rab Ami, the Chayyid, is arguing with our Mishnah? Says Marnana, bias nami ikka beni urvi. Says Rab Ami, the previous Mishnah is also talking about, beni urvi means between the rows of stones, that in between one stone and another, you can also insert a little bit of pitch or tar or cement. Ah, says Gemara, Milu Yaskinim, but isn't the Mishnah talking about the Shaya, Vahu the Shaya? Isn't it talking about that the wall of the building was originally Shaya? Shaya means that it was flat, smooth, Yishmak, no holes, nowhere. But the Shaya, now from the outside, he's putting this additional layer of pitch or cement. Ah, and therefore, Vaita Shven Rab Ami, the Mishnah didn't distinguish between whether there were holes in the wall and he inserted new cement into the holes. The Mishnah just said, outside the building, he added this siyud. It's like mashma, even if the building was totally smooth and there were no holes and no crevices and no clefts. It's like shver, why did Rab Ami say, Davka begu fishalem? Elikiyat mad Rab Ami in your bitl itmar. What Rab Ami is referring to is the bitl. That, ah, forgab the siyud vikiyat begu fishalem. Even though when he administered, when he put the siyud vikiyat, he went and he made holes into the oven, and there he stuck in some of the cement. Nevertheless, he took not al mach shechidish shaber dami. Says Rab Ami, as long as you, after that, extracted all of that siyud vikiyud, then the original stone remains the way it was before, and it's kusha v'yusha. So what's the chidish of Rab Ami? Since he not only did the siyud vikiyud from the outside, but he went into the cracks of the stone and he added that siyud vikiyud, I might think that that goes and raises the level of Avodah Zorah in the stone. It's as if he was chotzwa, as if the original stone, when he took it out of the quarry, it was a shame Avodah Zorah. But Titzakul, and the whole thing should become Osir. And the only way that you can go and mevatel it is by smashing it, by making a cut into the stone itself. Kamashamlon, that's a chiddush of Rab Ami. No, that even if he was seeing the kid, be gufishalem. As long as what he did was he removed the entire siyud vikiyud, and now the stone is the way it was originally. Kusha, it's batul mavutul, mutabano, you don't have to do anything more than the removal of the siyud vikiyud. That's the conclusion for today. Rabbi Samir, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlocha rabba zayyabesh. Kol tov.